Every dating app swipe is another loss. Gym bros, fake CEOs, straight up losers. So now the only app I open is Modo Casino, because at least there I'm surrounded by winners, real winners, thousands of them. While everyone else is in the single swamp, I'm at home relaxing while stacking bonuses, hitting wins, and playing all my favorite Vegas style games. Modo Casino, the only app worth your time.
Modo Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Modo.us for more details.
Download the Modo Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Modo Casino, America's social casino.
All right, guys, let's talk a little bit about the Epstein files. I want to cue you in to a few things you may have missed. Very recently, Todd Blanche was on Katie Miller's podcast, Katie Miller being Stephen Miller's wife, because Stephen Miller's wife has a podcast, because we live in the worst political timeline ever, actually. And as I was starting this video, I actually thought to myself, where does she get the funding for that podcast? Does that have any relation to our taxpayer dollars? Does anyone know the answer to that question? And the funny thing is if it did have any relation to our taxpayer dollars, that would destroy any other administration. But under this administration, that'd be like the least corrupt thing they've done. It'd be like the least surprising thing to me if Katie Miller was somehow funding at least part of her podcast through our taxpayer dollars. I mean, what's new, right? Donald Trump sells phones and shoes and Bibles and cryptocurrencies and pardons to the highest bidder. And there's a $1.7 billion slush fund that, you know, January Sixers can apply to and get a bunch of money. So again, great political timeline here. Regardless, Todd Blanche was on this podcast. He seemed to contradict himself about some key details in the Epstein files. I want to cue you into that, show you a few new videos as well. Before we get into it, my name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here on the Adam Mockler channel. It'd mean a lot if you go right down below, check out my YouTube channel, show some love over there, subscribe. It goes such a long way. I appreciate each and every one of you here on the Adam Mockler channel, obviously trying to build something big, as I say every single time, to punch back against MAGA Media. We just hit 2 million subscribers. Adam and I are so thankful. We appreciate you. If you haven't already, make sure you subscribe down below and hit like on this video. Let's get started right here. This is Tara Palmieri, a very well-known journalist. She does so much great work around the Epstein files. And this month, she was on Cenk Uygur's show. She said some pretty interesting stuff. Take a listen.
In the files that his pilot tells him, I got these cameras. They're so small. I can put them in the Kleenex boxes so no one can see them. And we know that they're sitting on 40 gigabytes of files.
Yeah.
What could 40 gigabytes be other than video, right?
So
we've only seen 300 megabytes. We've seen 1% of the Epstein files.
Yeah, no, it's crazy. There's no question. You can't say that we can't show you the information because it was a national security issue and then tell us it's not a national security issue. You can't have it both ways. Obviously, he was involved in national security. Obviously, he was intelligence. Anyone saying otherwise is a giant liar. And why they're lying is super interesting. But look, I'll add one thing to this. I know we're running short on time. The information I know, you mentioned 2016 and John Kerry. I talked to people back then, super high in the Democratic Party, who told me that if Hillary Clinton ran into trouble, that one of the people they were considering replacing her with.
Now that's very interesting, seeming to confirm there that she does believe there is 40 gigabytes of files still, you know, not released, which obviously we know that there are tons of files not released. We all know that. But to specifically say, like, there is video that has not been released. And she's absolutely right about the size. 40 gigabytes, I mean, that's huge. Every single time I record one of these videos for the Adam Mockler channel, just for a reference, if I record a 10-minute video, it may be a gigabyte or a gigabyte and a half. So, and these are, 10-minute videos. So to have 40 gigabytes of files, you either literally have millions of actual PDF pages of files, or you have a bunch of video. So really interesting there. Let's go to this Todd Blanche section of the Katie Miller podcast. Take a listen.
It's been widely reported that Jeffrey Epstein kind of used a ladder type to get to blackmail on his so-called friends, right? First, it would be a massage, then it would be a younger girl, and so on and so forth. And there's tons and tons of video. Where's the videos then?
So, look, I don't know, and neither do you, and frankly, I don't know anybody that does, what Epstein did or didn't do beyond what the evidence is that we have in our files, which has now all been released. So the videos that you're talking about, we released hundreds and hundreds of videos, thousands of videos. I do not believe, as a matter of fact, I know that the FBI did not collect any videos of Mr. Epstein or others participating in sex acts. Now, does that mean that he didn't do it? No, I don't know whether he did or not.
So first of all, Todd Blanche is just straight lying in the first part of this, saying, you know, we released all the files. Just, it is so infuriating that people like this are keeping justice away from the survivors of Jeffrey Epstein, all because they're protecting Donald J. Trump and Donald J. Trump's friends. And the reason I bring up that video, it may not sound surprising, but, you know, people pointed out Pam Bondi said something radically different from the idea that there were no videos of sex acts in the files, that the FBI didn't have any. Listen to Pam Bondi here.
Again, logical play out. If there was a video of some guy or gal committing felonies on an island, and I'm in charge, don't you think you'd see it?
Tens of thousands of videos of Epstein with children or child porn. And there are hundreds of victims. And no one victim will ever get released. It's just the volume. And that's what they're going through right now. The FBI is diligently going.
So those two statements are radically different. And again, for the Attorney General, Pam Bondi, to bring up in that interview, say there's thousands of videos, use child video as a reference, like that is actively telling us that that video exists in the Epstein files and that they have to skim through it. That's why they hadn't been released at the time. And then Todd Blanche saying that that evidence doesn't exist. Kash Patel here also saying that if somebody's committing a felony on video and I was in charge before the election, don't you think you'd see it? Well, the answer to that is also no. It's actually crazy to watch a lot of those old Kash Patel clips. Again, Pam Bondi said there were thousands of videos of six disgusting child pedophilia in the Epstein files. Todd Blanche says there are none. Does anybody want to ask Todd Blanche a question about that? I don't know, but they certainly should. And also the fact that more people don't talk about this video is nuts to me.
Ever had a personal relationship with Donald Trump?
What do you mean by personal relationships?
Have you socialized with him?
Yes, sir.
Yes?
Yes, sir.
Have you ever socialized with Donald Trump in the presence of females under the age of 18?
Though I'd like to answer that question, at least today, I'm going to have to assert my 5th, 6th, and 14th Amendment rights, sir.
I mean, does that not tell you everything you need to know? There's so many instances in the Trump administration where it's like you don't need this huge, giant explanation. Sometimes I debate Trump supporters on TikTok. I'll co-stream it to YouTube. And people will ask, you know, Chris, do you really believe that Trump is all over the Epstein files? I said, of course he is. Well, why? Give us the evidence. It's like, well, I can go through my long, drawn-out explanation from start to finish, which isn't hard to do because, again, the evidence is overwhelming. Or I could play this 34-second clip of Jeffrey Epstein asserting his Fifth Amendment right, his Fifth and 14th Amendment right, after he's asked, have you ever hung out with Donald Trump in front of, you know, women under the age of 18, girls under the age of 18, excuse me. I'm asserting my Fifth Amendment right. It's like, guilty. Lastly, let me show you one video from Donald Trump last month. Again, this would be a great example of a clip that I could just play to people and there should be no other questions about it. This is a disgusting, terrible human being. Okay, take a listen.
Lady last week called on Congress to further look into and uncover the truth on the Epstein files, the Epstein saga. Do you believe that there should be a public hearing for more of these Epstein survivors?
Well, I'm okay with it. I think we've had a lot of public hearings. I'm okay with it, but I understand that the women didn't want to go under oath. That's what I heard, that the women, the victims or whatever, they refused to go under oath, which was a little surprising. Now, Melania felt strongly about it because she was accused of that I met her through Epstein, but it turned out to be totally false. It was a false story.
First of all, to the last point, that's not false. They absolutely met through Jeffrey Epstein. I think that all the evidence points there. But, quote, the victims or whatever didn't want to go under oath. Wow. What a piece of... That's the president of the United States, folks. Still, it just never ceases to amaze me somehow. We have got to move past this time in American history. Look, if you appreciate this video, it would mean a lot. Again, if you go down below, check out my YouTube channel. My name is Chris Mowry. I do a daily video here. And make sure you're subscribed here on the Adam Mockler channel. We are posting constantly throughout the day, trying to keep you guys updated on the news. So make sure you like, subscribe, all the good stuff. And maybe not next time you see me, but I can promise in the next week, I will get a haircut. Look, it's bad. I know. It's a mop on my head. Don't worry. I'm going to fix it. I appreciate each and every one of you. I will see you in the next one.
John Daly here. You know what day it is? Neither do I. I live life daily. That's why I only spend on Moto Casino. Moto's got daily free bonuses, daily tournaments, new slots added daily. And the best part? Guaranteed daily jackpots. You can't beat that. So today's the day you grip it and spin it with me on Moto. America's social casino. Play for free on Moto.us.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details. Download the Moto Casino app today. Must be 21 plus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.